Because I don't put the camera on me.
Don't put it on you. Don't put it on you. Cause you did the Shaq lips. You did the Shaq lips. He's
God damn, Rod.
No, yeah. I'm saying I've been knowing about that's the plan. Even when he was doing, cause he used to put like the non-review stuff on that channel. So he used to put like when he was selling T-shirts and things of that nature. And I was like, oh man, Fantano started doing this thing called meme stuff. I called up Ken. I'm like, yo, he's changing the landscape of that channel. And then Ken, I guess you went and saw it after that, right? That's why you weren't totally oblivious to the channel. You just didn't go into
you didn't go down a rabbit hole or nothing like that. Yeah, I just really stopped following it like that, you know, because you know it was just like, all right, cool. This is just for him to kind of express himself and do other things outside of music. I feel that. Yeah, so it's been an interesting week in music and hip hop.
Who's
it?
That's Sophie.
Oh, really?
No, she just said, bro, this rain.
Oh, man, yeah, just basically it's been a crazy week, man. Like, The Fader put out an article about Fantano claiming he's with the alt-right, or in this alt-right lane type of shit with his other channel, That Is The Plan.
So, Mike, how you feel?
So, and then Fantano issued his response, which I was glad because that's what I was like, when it first popped off, I was like, oh, this shit is crazy, right? You read the article and obviously it leans a certain way because you're trying to basically prove a case and a simple like content and evidence to support that particular case. So when it popped off, I was like, oh shit, this is some fucked up shit. Like you look at it like, God damn.
I don't necessarily follow other things Fantano does. So when I read it for the first time, and I know that Mike had mentioned that channel and some of the stuff that was going on, but I didn't really care to look. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna lie. So when I saw that, I felt the type of way, but I'm like, let me not jump off the deep end. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know what kind of spin they trying to throw. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, that's why I didn't respond. I read this shit and I'm like, wow, this is kind of crazy. But at the same time, like you said, I was kind of waiting for a Fantano response. But I think the craziest thing was like how his string of shows and live events was canceled. So then I thought it was more validity to this article. Because
they're just trying to protect themselves. But I think that showed like how big it got.
Of course.
Because like the story broke, of course Twitter did their thing and people were hitting us up about it, like, yo, did y'all read this, slander this hit piece, blah 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 blah. You know, I think we were just basically, I know I was like, yeah, I read it, but I didn't offer much else out there because I saw Fantano, you know, say that he was going to reply in a video because that's what he does. I want to at least hear his side of the story because I got one side of the story. Let's hear what he said. So we have both sides of this thing and then, you know, you can kind of go whichever way you want to flow, whichever way you want to believe.
I don't remember. Did he say actually why he deleted the channel?
So the sequence of events, that shit, it looks suspect as fuck.
Yeah.
Because you get an email, yo, do you want to respond to blah, blah, blah. And to his credit, he was very transparent. Bam, I got a hit piece coming. Put the email out there. And then, you know, afterwards, of course, you know, he went and deleted it. And then he said, yeah, demonetization, whatever. That was his public statement on why he was deleting.
He also said that he was considering deleting this channel weeks prior. So obviously with this just expedited the deletion of that channel, which like you said, the series of events makes it look suspect. So like before the response, and then I see him delete the channel, I see the responses on Twitter, I'm kind of like, ooh.
It looks fucked up. Unlike you, I'm familiar with the channel. Even before Rod and I, we've talked about that channel before it even got to this point.
Wait, let
me back up.
Please back up.
Rod and I, not before all of the problematic videos. Rod and I, we have discussed this channel and what he's doing with this channel before. You said,
what did you discuss?
We were just discussing like the different, like he got another channel. Fantano out here like making some moves, like he got this other channel, he's doing this other things and this, that, and
he
other.
He has another channel
that
too.
And that was way before, like, that was a couple of years ago.
Oh,
that was a couple
of
years ago.
You did, okay.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago.
But how did you guys feel because obviously you're saying that you were aware of the channel.
Yeah.
So when some of these questionable videos were posted, how did you guys feel about
it? I didn't never see that.
They didn't watch them.
Okay.
No.
They didn't watch them until Fader said, "Hey, everybody, go look at this."
No.
And now we're here.
How did you feel about it when you?
Let me answer. You asked us first.
Okay.
You asked us first.
Like, I feel you.
All right. So like, I saw it. I thought it was just like the crazy stuff that I see other YouTubers do, like Filthy Frank and all that. They do questionable stuff, but it's just, you know, it's all like jokes. I'm like, okay, he's just doing that. I didn't go down a rabbit hole like, oh man, what the fuck that. Oh, that's racist. I didn't go that deep into it because that's not the type of content that I watched. I just was aware of it. So when Fader brought out the article, I was like, oh, really? He's doing that stuff? It didn't sound surprising to me because I'm like, okay, I can see how some of the stuff he's doing, some people can take it to be offended because he does do stuff that people can take offense to.
If you listen to what the Fader said versus what Fantano said, then, you know, obviously that's what I'm saying. Like that article had a way slant. Because if I was new to Fantano, I didn't know Fantano, I read this, holy shit, big time, big time. But then when you watch the response, and then he has an answer for everything, and the fact that Fader had to change that article 3 times, and every time they made it more egregious toward Anthony Fantano, to me, that I don't know, man, it questions the integrity of the information that we receive now.
You know, right? I got a question.
Go ahead.
Y'all want to do this video before Anthony's response. Let's put that out there.
No, right? I said I wanted to talk to him. No, listen to what I'm
y'all
saying.
Wanted to
I said I wanted
video before his response.
Listen. We always wanted to get his side. We was hoping that he would respond before we wanted to put out this video. And he did.
So y'all gonna sit here and tell me that had he not put out his response, we would not be doing this video.
I'm not saying that. We probably would have did the video, but we wouldn't. Listen to what I'm saying. No, I'm being honest. You're not listening to me.
I am.
I said we probably would have put out the video, but it's not like we would have made like, oh man, we believe what the Fader said. It just would have been a different conversation.
It would have been a different conversation because you just said that prior to his response, you thought it was fucked up.
Right.
Okay.
Right, so but that doesn't mean he could think, he still could think it's fucked up, and we still thought it was fucked
and
up.
And I'm pretty, and that night, I'm certain that Fantano said, I'm going to reply in a video.
Right.
So I knew there was a response coming.
He didn't say that until a couple days later, but yeah, go ahead.
But he said there was going to be one, right?
And the second the article went up, y'all was like, let's talk about it.
You ain't got to look it up.
Right now.
You ain't got to look it up. I'll tell you exactly what I said. I said, I don't want no parts of that shit.
I jumped out.
Did I not say that?
I don't remember.
I was the first one.
I said that. That was the first thing I said.
Y'all know me. I was the first one.
I know.
We got Rain Man.
No. I don't hear what Rod's saying.
Okay.
I'm not saying you're lying. I'm saying I don't remember that.
Be what I said.
So I started off, this was Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. I said, y'all peep this? And it was a link to a Fader.
Mm-hmm.
So then Rod was like, what? Ken like, yo, we should ask him about it. And Rod was like, man, I don't want no parts of it. Raph was like, wow. And then Mike was like, see, all this stupid memes.
Because I said what? I said we should reach out to Fantano. Then I not.
And I said, for fucking what?
Because I want
to
know.
Business. This has nothing to do with us. And that's why, yeah, see, that y'all, you knew this was coming.
No,
you knew this was coming, and now you're acting like, oh man, why is Mike acting like this? I have been saying this shit for 4 days, that this has shit to do with us. So why are we talking about Fantano and a meme channel and Fader jumping on a hit piece? Why are we discussing?
Because I had an actual concern. I said we should reach out to Fantano because this is the guy we associate ourselves
why
with.
Why are you concerned?
Because it's a guy we associate ourselves with.
Okay, so
I've always said that.
For a hot minute, you thought he was racist?
No, I said this is the guy we associate ourselves with, so we need to get answers.
Why?
Because he has some serious accusations against him.
So what?
We associate ourselves with him. We're going to continue to associate ourselves with Fantano. We need to figure out what's the real.
So like I said, so for a hot minute, you must have thought that he was racist.
Just because I want to ask him doesn't mean that I think he's racist. I want to ask, like, yo, what are these accusations? Like, somebody came out and said something about you. I'm not, just because somebody
we're
said
friends.
It.
We're friends.
Right.
And okay. We do a show together. It's not the same thing.
Okay, so let me think of somebody that's not, I'm not as close as with, right?
It's
somebody that, who? Jay?
Like, let's say Jay. You would want to what? Like, talk to him about what happened?
If Jay came out and said some crazy shit, I'd be like, yo, since we know we have contact with Jay, I'd be like, yo, man, hit up Jay to see what the fuck going on. Even though he's not my friend like that, but I just like to know where I stand with people that I associate with.
So like I said,
Wait. No, he said he was going to respond on the 3rd. I just looked up the tweet. Y'all know me out the gate. I was the first one.
Yeah, like you.
Yo, like, we should talk. We should ask him about that. I want to know.
Right.
I've been honest. Did you think he was racist for a minute?
I didn't know. I was like,
think he might be racist?
I was like, this is some fucked up shit. But I don't want
to talk the article.
Because you were the one we're dealing with.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's be straight. I am being honest.
That's why I said this.
Thank you,
when I saw it, I was like, yo, what the fuck is this shit? The way they laid it out, the way they constructed this thing was very anti-Fantano. It was like, yo, Fantano's on some fucked up shit right now. And I'm like, yo, I've been, like, we've been cool with this dude since year one. And damn, like,
he might really be a Nazi.
Ken, no, not that
he's fucked up right now.
Ken, I definitely understand where you're coming from, because when I read it, it had me slanted. And then seeing your responses, but this is the reason why I kept it internally. You know what I'm saying? Because right. I'm like, okay, this can't be like, okay, they're going away.
You kept it internally because you don't respond to shit.
No, but I did respond. Like, I acknowledge the article. I acknowledge the fact that I read the article.
Yeah, you did. You said wow.
Yeah, I said wow. But think about it. If I'm not gonna respond, Mike, I ain't gonna respond. Y'all wouldn't even saw shit.
Mike trolling the hell out of this video right now.
Yeah,
you know what? This is whack conversation.
It ain't whack.
We know this dude, man. So, like, it's understandable that after 7 fucking years and some shit come out of like.
So
Vader trumped y'all.
Hold on.
Vader tricked y'all into thinking that there was something that's not there.
But Mike, hold on. No, I 1000% agree, but that's the reason why I didn't say anything else. Because at first, when I read the article and I saw all of this shit, and I see your responses, come on, man, this nigga Mike. Like, why? Like he's saying it ain't nothing, it ain't this, it ain't that. I'm like, man, he tripping. Because look at all of this stuff. But I was like, you know what?
I'm not even
going to respond. He said he's gonna respond, let me see. And then when Fantano responded to every single thing in detail, even the videos, like he put in excerpts, like audio clips of him saying, yo, bro, I'm trying to check you, like you sure?
A lot of people are gonna listen to this. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So then I was like, damn, this nigga Mike was right. It's not really that big. The fader.
So then why are we talking about it?
Because it needs to be talked about.
Why?
Because it was a true feeling that we had.
No,
it was that big. He got his fucking shows canceled.
Yes.
Like this shit was problematic. I'm not saying it wasn't big.
So it's an issue for Fader.
It's not an issue for Fader. They got exactly what the fuck they wanted. Motherfuckers who had no idea who Fader was, now they do. And we are right behind them, like some ambulance chasers doing the same shit.
We're not ambulance chasers.
Yes, we are. Because I told y'all this shit months ago.
But it's not like nobody gave a Fader is a
No, I'm playing this game. I told y'all this shit.
Okay.
I told y'all this shit. I was like, yo, Fantano's putting some weird shit on this channel. Right. I don't fucking understand what the hell's going on. And then what did I say? I stopped watching. That shit's not for me.
Alright.
None of y'all went and watched the shit. None of y'all tried to understand the shit. It was not a conversation. Then all of a sudden, here comes Fader. Fader's like, oh my god, Anthony's the alt-right. And I read the shit and I was like, see, that weird fucking meme shit done got him in trouble.
And I think you said that was going to get him in trouble.
Yes, but way back then.
Way back then.
And I was right. But the whole point of the matter is, we did not talk about it then. Why are we talking about it now?
So we already know, based on what you've seen, based on that there was something possibly negative that could come out of this. Then this piece hit. And it was like, oh shit, this that shit Mike was talking about.
That I didn't care about.
Right.
4 months ago.
I just don't even say just don't care about.
You
this was like.
Care.
Nah, man.
Because
what if
I was wrong, Ken? What if he really was racist? And I'm not saying he is. I don't think he is. But what if he was? What if he was? What if he was and y'all did not give a
fuck less
to go look and see until Fader said, yo. There's some fucking crazy
Your word means a lot because
Harvey Levin and Charles with the dreads.
No. Radar, there's some shit coming. Like, and there may be a direct impact. So it was like, yo, Mike said, yo, there's some shit going on. Like, for me, it's like, okay, let me put a pin in that shit And then from afar, like, I'm reading the tweets and seeing some shit. I even think I came back to you and said some shit about.
I don't remember that.
Well, I did.
Because I brought it up saying, I don't really understand what this is. I don't get it. I don't get the meme shit. I don't understand any of it. And I'm glad as fuck that I didn't jump out the fucking rails like Vader did and be like, yo, Anthony Fantano's a racist. Because I don't look like a fucking dumbass.
And then I remember.
And the whole point is, if he had not put out that response, I feel like this video would be completely different.
Okay.
And I think that y'all are not being straight up. Ralph is, because Ralph said straight up that he thought that there was some fuck shit going on.
I would never, y'all know me, I would never accuse somebody of being something unless I talk to that person, which is why I initially said, like B said, yo, let's talk to this guy first. I didn't want to do a video to be like, right. Oh man, you know, I believe Fader. That was never the case.
So if he had not put that response up, we would not have talked about it.
I'm not saying that we wouldn't have talked about it.
That's what I'm asking.
What I'm saying is that we probably would have still talked about it. We say we're waiting on a response, but look, this is what's going on right now.
And we would have sounded stupid.
How? We just talked about what's going on.
There's nothing to talk about. But Vader jumped out the window, in my opinion, on some fuck shit.
Okay.
And Fantano, I don't even know if what Fantano is saying is true.
But you're saying,
at this point, I don't fucking care.
Right.
This is some drama.
You said you don't care, but I personally do, because this is a guy we associate with. This is a guy that I have in my phone.
Yeah, and
I have Fantano's number in my phone, and we talk sometime, and we've talked over the years.
I want to fly out to fucking wherever the fuck you stay just to have some fucking coffee with him. But yeah, we fucking cool with him.
Right.
Like, we're fucking cool with him. Sometimes cool is enough to be like, yo, what
just
the fuck
ask
is
about
this?
Their politics?
If some shit came out and some shit looks fucked up, abso-fucking-lutely.
Why didn't you ask him about it 4 months ago then? Answer that question.
I'll answer it. So the reason why I didn't say that, because like you didn't make it seem like it was that big of a deal.
Because it wasn't.
Right, exactly. So, but Fader did. But Fader did. So now it's like, okay, so Fader making it seem like this motherfucker is really like on some other shit. So that's all I took it for. I'm like, okay, he probably said some shit, but it's just offensive to some people. But is he a racist or is he alt-right and all this shit? Probably not. So I didn't put that much stock into it.
But to ask him after.
Listen. So, but they built a big ass case on Fantano, bro. You're not gonna sit up here and say that they didn't.
They did, and right. It looked like
you
bullshit.
You didn't build a big case like that. That's why I didn't look into it until Fader said something about it. That's the reason why, Mike. It had nothing to do with that. I didn't take any stock into what you're saying. You just didn't build this big ass case about it.
If y'all came to me and said, yo from DJ Booth is putting up some really like rape positive shit, but it might just be a joke, so don't. I'm not really worried about it yet. I'm gonna see where it goes. You know what I would do that same night? I would go and be like, yo, let me go see what the fuck y'all talking about. Because if y'all telling me that yo is putting up some race positive shit, even though I don't see yo on a regular basis, I'm gonna go look for myself and be like, let me just make sure.
Right.
Y'all did not do that.
Right. And I think what you don't understand is that I already was aware of the channel and I had already seen some of the videos, so I already knew what you were talking about. When you told me about that, this is the plan, I already knew about that.
You knew
the
about
plan.
The channel, but you didn't know about the videos I was specifically talking about, because you said
you didn't know. You said it was, you said again, you didn't look at it. I didn't think you looked at it like that either. I thought you just said you knew it was some sketchy shit on there.
I know.
The same
I don't understand what the fuck he's putting up there, and some of it looks fucked up.
Right.
And none of y'all went and looked.
Look,
that's my point.
I have
the difference between you and Fader.
Fader.
Because Fader's like, this is the fucked up shit he's doing, and this is where it's at, but you can't see it because he took it down. And I'll tell you another thing, Mike. You done collaborations with him after that. So I'm like, okay, it must have not been that sketchy.
But my thing is, when you come up and say what you said, it's like, it's to me, what I'm hearing is, like any other person, like, yo, man, you need to watch that nigga right there. Y'all need to watch that nigga right there, because he might be on some shady shit. I don't know if he is, but y'all need to watch him.
Right.
That's just like any motherfucker, like in the fucking street, like, yo, I don't
that's
know about that dude.
Was presented.
But that's how it came across to me. That's what I heard.
What I said was, y'all go check this shit out and tell me what the fuck's going on, because I don't understand it. Now, even you're more into this fucking internet shit than I am.
I don't understand
but it. But I'm saying, but you might get it before I would.
Oh, okay, I got you.
I don't pay attention. Like, he might say some weird shit that makes no sense to me.
Mm.
But it might make sense to you, because you pay way more attention to that shit. And I said that then.
I didn't even say anything about a fucking video. I was like, yo, like, we need to ask him about it. And that was my thing. B read the fucking text. B read the fucking text.
after that, y'all want to do a video discussing it. Stop playing.
No, it evolved into a video. Yeah. Yes, it evolved into a video.
It was a video from day one. No, y'all wanted to
bring No. Okay, can't wait, say
okay, don't say that, Ron.
Maybe I misunderstood. Because when you said, hold on. Okay. I'm about to admit my fault.
Okay.
Let me get my confession. Maybe I read you wrong. Yes. Because when you said, we need to talk about it, in my head, I'm going into Ken opportunist mode. No. So I'm thinking that you meant bring him on the show to talk about it. Did you mean hit him up on a phone call?
Yeah, he said it. He literally said it. Yeah. He was whether it's a video.
No, I think I even said it afterwards.
Pull it up.
I'm going to ask him about it, something like that.
Ask him about it.
Yeah, but but when he said, let's talk to him about it. Am I the only one that thought you meant a video?
He wasn't just saying video.
I'm bugging right now. Like, nobody specifically said, we just need to get answers, so let's just reach out to him.
We did.
Was like, I think I'm going to ask it about him because I need to know who the fuck we are.
Thank you.
Yes!
Thank you.
And
read that again.
He just read it. Yes, I said.
Okay, I know you admitted your flaws.
Y'all on some bullshit right now.
Let's rewind that. Read that. B said, I said that I think I'm going to.
And you did not do it.
Him about it.
What date was that, B?
Tuesday.
What date?
It was the 3rd. It was Tuesday. It was the day the shit went right.
So why didn't you ask him, Ken?
And shit went down.
But why didn't you ask him?
But the point is.
No.
We're not going to do that. We can get to that.
Today is the fucking.
We can get to that in a minute. We can get to that in a minute.
5 days ago.
And I already said that on that same day, he said that he was going to issue a reply. And I also said that. Let me see what in my head. I didn't tell y'all this, but let's see what the fuck he says. And then if what he says doesn't add up. It dropped Friday. There's fucking Saturday. To reach out and be like, yo, what's up? In that text, I said, it says it. I think I'm going to ask him. It said, and you said that nobody said anything about not doing a video. That text is the implication that I'm going directly to Fantano.
But
is it or is he not, though?
Do that after you said, I'm going to reach out to him. I was like, okay, well, cool. If Ken's going to reach out to him. Thank you, B. I said, go for it.
Mike's out. Mike doesn't care about talking to him.
No, Mike does not care about Fantano.
Mike's out.
And some shit that I don't understand.
Rod even came back around, Rod and first text, I want no part of it.
Word.
I'm the only one that maintained my position like, I want to ask him, I need to know.
Word, I get you. But the whole point of the matter is, you didn't do that. But the conversation-
And I told you why.
I feel you. Okay. The conversation came back around that we should discuss it.
That Wednesday morning.
Yes. Right. What's wrong with that?
That Wednesday morning.
It evolved. The conversation evolved.
In my head, I was thinking y'all always wanted to have
video
a conversation.
From the beginning, even though I said something different.
No.
I got Mike C-Town put this on the map. Fader came back and was like, yo. So then I was like, okay, what the fuck is going on?
Exactly.
That's enough. If I got two motherfuckers like, yo, this motherfucker might be on some fuck shit, that's enough for me to be like, all right, well, I need to go see if he on some fuck shit. I could have easily jumped the gun and be like, yo, this fucking article, man, what's up? I could have easily done
that. That's not jumping the gun. That's being friend.
He's going to make a response.
Yeah.
Come on, Mike. Like, look, I'm going to tell you the difference between you and Fader, right? So if you would have came and said, yo, Fantano's on some alt-right shit, racist Nazi shit, I'd be like, I wouldn't even went to Fantano because you're my friend. I'm like, okay, I believe what Mike fucking says. I don't have to go to Fantano because that's what Mike fucking told me. Fader comes out and said, I'm like, well, Fader's I don't fucking know Fader. Fader's not my friend. So I'm like, well, let me ask Fantano. That's the difference between y'all. I would take what you say over him, but that's not what you were saying. You weren't saying what Fader was saying.
Yeah,
you were just saying that it was
you like your check this out was more passive than what Fader brought out. Fader was like panic button, y'all motherfuckers go check this shit.
Right.
This shit crazy, you was kinda like, hey, this shit kinda weird.
Right.
But I'm not sure, so y'all can check it out, let me know. everybody's not gonna have the same level of urgency after reading the Fader. Because if you would have
Because
it was more deadening. It was more like what the Fader what you said. Right? It didn't hit me. You was like, okay, there's some questionable stuff. All right, cool. Like, I trust you.
But just, I didn't go look.
No, no,
Listen to what you say.
Listen, I trust you, and because you didn't hit the panic button, and you still work with Fantano after it on your personal channel, I ain't tripping. I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't tripping.
But you're tripping once.
No, but people, what I said at the beginning, when I read the article, obviously, right after reading it, it had me like, yo, what the fuck? But then I had to calm my shit back down because I'm like, okay, if Mike is, if, again, remember, because you in the text message was like, yo, it's not that serious, it's not this, it's not that. I'm like, how the hell can somebody post this, but Mike still say it's not that bad? So I'm like, okay, he said he's gonna do a response. I'ma just chill. I'm not gonna let my emotions get the best of me. But if you would have rang the alarm from get-go, like, hey man, yo, hey, look, Fantano.
You can't be fucking with him no more.
Yeah, he got some black people with nooses on them. like he killing black people.
He talking choking niggas. He got a picture of somebody choking niggas.
Huh?
I said that part, but nobody was listening. It's cool though.
I don't know.
It's cool though, because that was the shit that I was like, what? I don't understand. Like, what is this? Because I didn't know about the whole toilet paper jumping off the bathtub shit. I don't watch internet like that. Yeah. All I saw was a black dude with a noose, and I was like, that's weird as fuck. But I knew that I'm lame as shit, and I knew that it was some shit that I possibly did not understand.
Okay.
That was the reason I brought it to y'all.
Mike, let me ask you a question. If Fader would have came out with that article in the same tone that you addressed us, do you think that
yes. Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
It wouldn't have been the same.
Absolutely. If Fader put up an article saying Anthony Fantano is putting up some weird shit that we don't really understand, and we think it might be sketchy, but it probably isn't, but I feel like everybody should go look into it and tell me what y'all think, I definitely think that if it blew up the way this did, y'all would have still wanted to have a discussion about
it. No, I would have been like, oh, they on the same shit Mike already said. They not on the same shit that you said. That's what makes it different.
Okay.
Dog, come on, they not.
I'm not coming on because I really, like I said, I'm not changing my opinion on this. I think this conversation
I'm not trying to get, like, I just want you to understand what I'm saying.
I think that we haven't discussed anything important. This was a fucking waste of time. It was. Y'all wanted to talk about some shit because it was hot.
No, man, we'll just get the fuck out of here.
I'm not getting the fuck out of here.
I don't care about what's hot and what's not. Like, I don't care, bro. I don't fucking
if
care.
If you didn't care, then we wouldn't be having
I thought it was good. I thought it was something that we need to discuss. Obviously, right? We're having text message discussions about this shit, and we don't have text messages.
And you've got breath like 3 times.
Huh?
And you've digressed 3 times.
I have.
And then you always
I have.
And then you're always the first one to undigress your shit.
Right.
I digress. Look, yo, man, Mike keep making me come back.
I digress.
But
Mike, man, he making me come back.
Okay, I digress. That's that bullshit.
It's not
I don't
bullshit.
Argue no more, but look, you asshole.
No.
Why you still arguing with me? I told you I don't argue no more, but you're a bitch. That's what Ron was doing.
No, what the?
That's what Ron was doing.
Oh my God.
Oh, man.
At the end of the day, when I watched that Fantano video, I was like, okay. I for me, everything that he was accused of, I felt fine with now. Because he addressed it. And he said, look, before this guy went alt-right is when I had him on my show. So you can't accuse me for having an alt-right guy if he wasn't alt-right when I had him. Even though he was talking some crazy shit, it's not like I didn't check him. And at the end of the day, we know, because we've dealt with artists and other personalities and stuff. We're not gonna check them how we check ourselves, right? That's why Dead in Hip Hop is Dead in Hip Hop. If we had an artist, we might be like, hey, bro, like, are you sure? Like, because we don't know how to, like, just say, hey, motherfucker, you can't say that. Like we're not gonna have that level of conversation.
I might just edit it out.
Oh, you just my head in on some back end shit. Right. But at the end of the day, look, man, I thought Fantano did a wonderful job. But at the end, the damage was done. The damage was done. Like he
lost live shows.
He lost live shows. His persona took a hit. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And for me, my issue with this whole thing is that publications could come out here and just slander people and put shit out there that doesn't have any.
That's been going on for years.
No, of course. But obviously for me, this hit closer to home.
You know what's worse? When other publications come behind them and keep talking about the shit.
People wanted to know our opinion.
Fuck that. They want drama. Motherfuckers want gossip.
I don't think they wanted drama.
Yes, they
I think
did.
They really legit wanted to know.
They want gossip. And why the fuck do you motherfuckers care?
Because
you know
because
what?
Because they know we're associated with needle drama.
The majority of the people that sent that to us, what did they say? Y'all heard about this bullshit article? Y'all read this bullshit article? Y'all
no, they didn't say bullshit article. They said, yo, have y'all read
they
it?
Didn't. The ones that sent
well, some of the ones I got is like, yo, did y'all read the article?
I got one
like,
y'all read slander.
It? Slander. Oh, the same thing. Yeah. Same thing. So they're flat out saying that they don't agree with it. They want us to jump on and be like, yeah, we don't agree with it either.
Okay.
Yeah. Who cares? If you don't agree with it, and you don't agree with it, and you don't agree with it, why the fuck do you need me to jump out and be like, I don't agree with it? Who gives a fuck what I think?
But like I say in the text, like, I always go by what the fans want from us. So, like, if I see fans, like, want a certain review, I'm gonna bring it to y'all guys. Like, yo, the fans want this. The fans want us to talk about a certain topic, I'm gonna be like, yo, the fans want us to talk about this. That's what I'm always gonna do as a director. If I see something that it's not about being a hot topic, it's about what the people want. And this is what some of the, what I saw people wanted from us.
I just feel like motherfucker came under attack, bot fader, and the last thing anybody needs is another fucking publication. And I know I'm being a hypocrite, so I'm in the fucking video. But I don't think they need another fucking publication coming around back being like, yep, in case y'all didn't see this, go look it up.
I just think it's different because of our relationship with them. That's all. Like, we're not, like, if this was PewDiePie or whatever, and they wrote a hit piece about him.
Y'all still want to talk about it.
But people have, though.
Nah.
People have, and we didn't talk about it.
You're right, I take that back. You're right.